Advocate Busisiwe Mkhwebane that she's going to conduct a preliminary investigation into the latest claims of state capture coming out of those Gupta emails. The emails published by the Daily Maverick and Amabungani detail communications between members of the Gupta family and relate to the finance minister Malusi Gigaba, the mineral resources minister Musabenze Zwane, public service administration minister Faith Mutambi, and then several senior or former senior officials at Eskom, Transnet and Denel. Cleopatra Masana is the spokesperson for the public protector. She's on the line from Tswane. Cleopatra, good afternoon to you. Welcome back to the Midday Report. What process is the public protector going to follow now?
The public protector, good afternoon, Stephen, to you and your listeners. The public protector will conduct a preliminary investigation in to determine the merits of the allegations and the manner in which the investigation will be conducted following the complaint that she received.
You say in your statement that Advocate Mkhwebane may not be able to conduct a full investigation. Why is that?
Please bear in mind that, as you would know, even with the previous public protector, there are issues of capacity constraints that the office has, and that is why we had to go to Parliament last year to request more funding, and we're also going to be doing that in this current financial year as well.
I mean, I appreciate the resource constraints, but does your office not believe that these claims constitute a burning issue? They should be given some form of priority?
For sure, we're giving them a burning issue, but you know, you've got cases that we have that has been sitting with us for more than 5 years. So that is why we're just urging Parliament to say, if you give us more resources, we'll be able to hit the ground running so that we are able to create the balance.
I mean, the claim's going to come, Cleopatra. You'll realise it's a contested space around the public protector. Julius Malema said various things about it this week. You don't have to respond to those. But the claim is going to come that the public protector is herself captured in some way and is not giving it priority and is trying to delay any kind of investigation.
The public protector is not captured by anybody, and the public protector is giving this matter urgent attention, and that is why she is going to Parliament to say she needs more resources. And you must understand, if she wasn't doing anything about it, she wouldn't have even gotten into assessing the complaints as they were coming. But one of the things that we're raising in terms of managing the expectation that people might have is to say, look, as a disclaimer, this is what we have. We've got capacity constraints in the investigations that are already running, and the magnitude of what we have to deal with and the complexities of the issues that we have to deal with, so that at the end of the day, people cannot then unfairly accuse the public protector if she's sitting on protecting certain individuals whereby she is supposed to and not executing her constitutional mandate.
Okay. I won't hold you to this because I realise it may not be possible to answer, but do you know how long a preliminary investigation into this might take? I mean, how long do preliminary investigations usually take? As I say, I won't hold you to it, Cleopatra.
Look, I cannot say at the moment because, as I say, every complaint that comes, remember, we assess the complaint and look at what the issues are, prepare an investigation plan, and based on that, then we know what resources are required in terms of us to be able to hit the ground running. Hence, it is a preliminary investigation.
Cleopatra Masana, thanks very much indeed. Spokesperson for the Public Protector on the line from Tswane.